Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Many high school football teams are getting ready to hit the field, too, and there's more concern, it seems, than ever before as more information comes out about the dangers of the sport. Joining us live is Glenn Graham. He's the Cleveland Hill High School football coach. Glenn, we're glad you could join us. Have you noticed a big change in participation in football?
It depends on the school and the program. At our program, we haven't seen much of a change. In other schools and other districts, I think you have seen a change in participation numbers.
How has coaching and practices, things like that, changed over the last 10 years or so when it kind of becomes clear that maybe, you know, banging heads every day is not the best thing going forward in life?
Well, you know, there has been just a huge evolution in a lot of what we do on a daily basis. From the way we practice, how we teach tackling and blocking from a technique standpoint. And then the support that you get in a district like ours, you know, we have a certified athletic trainer as part of our faculty. We're always very aware of what goes on in terms of safety for our players. And so you see practices that are quite different from what they were like 10 years ago, 20 years ago, or even, you know, like 40 years ago when I was a kid playing in high school.
Glenn, do you find yourself addressing concerns from parents more than ever before?
Not directly. I think part of what happens at a school like ours, we're a very small community, and we've got a known entity there. Having all of the infrastructure that we have to protect our kids, I think, keeps parents from asking a ton of questions. But we're always available to answer questions, and we should be available to answer questions anytime a parent has a concern.
Now, parents, I think, understandably, may be asking a little bit more questions, but what about the kids themselves? Is there any hesitation from the kids, or are they finding themselves having to be, I don't know, maybe held back from doing, you know, more than they should at this point in their, playing career, we'll call it?
Well, you know, the hope that we have, again, is that our guys understand that their health and safety is a priority for us. And the big change I've seen in terms of players is they're more likely to point out when they think somebody took a hit that might be of a concern, or if they see behavior in one of their teammates that's just not right. They'll alert the coaching staff or they'll alert our trainer, and then we go into our process of checking on those individuals and making sure that everything's okay, and if it's not, making sure that they get to the right people.
You know, in terms of equipment today, how much have helmets changed with respect to concussions?
Oh, I'm sorry, Susan.
Helmets. I'm wondering how much they've changed in the last few years with respect to all this concern about concussions.
Well, you know, helmets have changed a great deal over the last 30-plus years that I've been coaching. I think what you get right now is a helmet that is better fit to protect the kid. I mean, you see protrusions in the helmet that protect the jaw. You see the padding is much more comfortable, but at the same time, it's much more protective. The evolution of the helmets and how you take care of the helmets in the off season, they get sent out every year, reconditioned. If they're not safe, they're rejected, and we replace them. That's been a huge, huge, huge change over the time that I've been coaching.
Do you see maybe going forward in the future, looking at the next 10 years, more schools having to combine programs? You mentioned over at Cleve Hill, maybe not so much of a decline in enrollment, but from what you're seeing around the city, around the area?
You know, I think that's a trend that's not going to go away anytime soon. But I think some of that has to do with, you know, overall enrollment of students across the region. And I think another thing is that a lot of schools offer a lot of sports, and so that sometimes dilutes the pool that you have in your school. And some sports are just more difficult to practice, so there's a little bit more appeal for some other sports versus a sport like football, and there's other sports like wrestling or swimming that are very, very strenuous. But I think overall the trend of schools combining to make sure that they're providing opportunities is something that you're going to see go on for quite some time.
Glenn, we're glad you could join us this morning. Thanks. Glenn Graham is the football coach at Cleve Hill High School.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.